This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The search for more than 150 missing residents of a Florida building that collapsed 2 days ago is growing increasingly desperate Saturday as a smoldering fire hampers rescue efforts, and officials say they have not located any signs of life in the mountain of debris. A newly released 2018 report showed that an engineer found evidence of major structural damage beneath the pool deck and in the underground parking garage of the 12-story condo building 3 years before it collapsed without warning on Thursday, as most residents slept. Search and rescue teams have not found any additional survivors or recovered any more bodies as of Saturday morning, according to Miami-Dade's mayor. Despite around-the-clock work at the site in Surfside, a shore town near Miami, officials claim there is still hope some of the 159 people still unaccounted for might be found alive, but acknowledge a fire somewhere beneath the rubble has slowed rescue teams. The death toll, officially at 4, is certain to rise, with each floor of the high-rise stacked atop another like pancakes. Aided by dogs, cameras, sonar, and heavy equipment, rescuers are looking for any spaces that may have formed in the debris, leaving possible survivors air to breathe. The Colombian government said Saturday it is offering a reward of nearly $800,000 for information leading to the capture of those behind an attack Friday on a helicopter carrying President Iván Duque near the Venezuela border. A reward of up to 3 billion pesos is being offered for information leading to those responsible for this terrorist attack, Defense Minister Diego Molano said in a video posted to social media. The president's helicopter was approaching an airport when several shots, apparently from rifles, were fired at it. Find more at voanews.com.